Wes McElroy, John Laser on a Wednesday, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Personal injury, traffic violations, establishing businesses, wills and trust. 11 attorneys on staff. Cowan Gates there for you in any case. John Laser getting ready to call tomorrow night's Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech game. Also, man, you got a couple weeks here. I guess it would be a couple weeks of double duty. College basketball season tipping off this Saturday in Blacksburg.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, man. As people in Richmond know, I'm a hoops guy with my affiliation with VCU and many years before that back in Minnesota. So I'm excited and actually had Buzz Williams on Tech Talk Live this week for the first time. And if you don't get energized talking to Buzz for a couple of minutes, you might not have a pulse. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, the expectations are realistic for the Hokies this year to take some steps forward from their four consecutive last place finishes. But at the same time, I think they're going to be a team that's going to be exciting to watch night to night, and obviously the top conference in college basketball. So there's a lot of intrigue there, and I can't wait to get going.
I know we talked about this when you got hired, your time with Frank Beamer. What was your interview process like when you met with Buzz?
Oh, man, it was insane. And I actually met Steve Rocafort first, and Mikey and I were standing there talking to him. They were having kind of a summer shoot around or whatever, casual practice, and he came over and he said, look, man, we know you're a VCU guy and we know you're a basketball guy and we really want to see you come in here. So I'm going to try to help you with Buzz Williams. He goes, but with that said, I've been around the man for years. I have no idea what's going to happen when he's in that room. So we got into the room and the first thing he said to me, you know, he introduced himself and I introduced myself and he said, so what are the last two books you read and why? And fortunately for me, I was with the Squirrels at the time, so I was reading a lot of books on the buses and the bus trips through the Eastern League, and I had just read one called Angels Walk Among Us, which he had read and he liked, and another one called The Secret that's about positive thinking, to summarize it rather poorly. We got into talking about different ways the author could have took it in different directions, and yeah, it kind of rolled from there. I think we've talked more VCU basketball than we did Tech basketball, actually, too.
Give me the short list of most unique people you have covered in your life.
Oh, the short list of unique people. Well, that's interesting. You know what's funny? Some of the guys that have bad reputations have been unique in the fact that they were actually the best guys. Corin Robinson, who you recall got into a lot of trouble with the Seahawks and had some trouble with alcoholism, was with the Vikings, couldn't have been a sweeter guy. Latrell Sprewell, of course, who had that choking incident, was just a fantastic guy to be around, as with Joe Smith. Denny Green was a lot of fun to be around, obviously, in the late 90s. Mike Tice was another interesting one. Flip Saunders, who unfortunately passed away in the last couple of weeks, was one of the most genuine people who just wanted to sit there, eat pizza, and have a beer with you and talk hoops. So I've been fortunate to be around a number of people, but probably number one on that list would be Kevin Garnett.
I've always found in this business when you get guys away from what they do for a living, but it's when you find their interest away from, like, the game. Like you just said about Buzz and books, you can tap a whole well of knowledge and conversation that you never would have thought was possible.
Well, and particularly with him, I live above a yoga studio here in Blacksburg. That's right, living the dream. And Buzz stops in there a couple times a week, and he's always a little bit bashful about it. And I'm like, Buzz, it's all right, man. I do yoga, too. It helps with the posture. He goes, I know, it really does. I think I hurt my knee.
I couldn't see Buzz, like, stay in one place long enough to actually do an entire yoga class. Well,
yeah, I know, or one position long enough, yeah. You're not supposed to be into that one yet. We're still on the sunshine pose or whatever it's called.
You know what it's called. Hey, it's John Laser, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Okay, let's get back to football because tomorrow night we're here. I mean, this team needs two out of the next three. So tomorrow night, keys to a game, keys to a win. How do they get this first one against Georgia Tech?
Keeping the ball away from Georgia Tech is the biggest key because, as we touched on in the previous segment, it's still an offense capable of putting up points. And when you have a playmaker like Justin Thomas, even though the wins haven't been there for Georgia Tech, you know that he has the capability of being explosive and taking advantage of some of your weaknesses, which Tech does in terms of gap control. We've seen that throughout the year with running quarterbacks and also in their secondary. So you look at that fact, but where I look at the edge going to Virginia Tech is Trayvon McMillan and this run game, because Adam Gotts is down for the year. You never want to see that, but we do see it in terms of the bell cow, so to speak, of that Georgia Tech defense not being there. So I think the Hokies are going to have tremendous success running the ball, being creative in the short passing game to really put together some sustained drives and keep that Yellow Jackets triple option or flexbone offense on the sideline and grind it out that way on the ground with the freshman.
Safe travels. Tell Burnup and Andrew I was asking about him.
I'm not going to tell them that because that would creep them out, but we'll see you in a couple weeks, buddy, all right?
Get out of here. Later, buddy.
See ya.